I speak to you in the name of one God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. One of my favorite things to do is to go fly fishing with my dad and my brother. And over the years, I have learned that before fishing a section of water, fly fishermen will be very intentional about putting themselves in a position to observe what's in front of them. Often they position themselves at a vantage point above a river so they can simply just observe and watch. They wait expectantly, watching not only for a glimpse of a fish, but they'll also take special note of the subtle details of what the water is doing in front of them. They'll look for ways that the water is moving, taking note of how it might provide a consistent source of food for the fish. They'll look at the water color to determine the depth and which pockets of water might be holding fish. They'll look for riffles and choppy water that point to rocks underneath, which provide a place of rest and protection for the fish. And they'll notice large obstacles like tree branches and huge boulders that can offer safety to the fish from predators. Fly fishermen are very intentional about putting themselves in a position to observe the environment around them before they even make their first cast. And that same sort of intentional watching, I think, is true for surfers. Now, I've only been surfing for a couple years now, but I've learned enough to know that before heading out into the ocean, especially an unfamiliar spot, a surfer will often position themselves on the beach at a very good vantage point to watch what the water is doing, looking expectantly for a peak or a sandbar that might provide a rideable wave. In the gospel lesson we hear this morning, Jesus tells his audience that the kingdom of God has drawn near and that we are to repent. It's a call to reorient our lives so that we might be in a position, like those fly fishermen and surfers, to see what's unfolding around us in order to notice the kingdom of God. In Mark's gospel, Jesus kicks off his public ministry by proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." And this line serves as an announcement that a new state of affairs, God's kingdom, is breaking into the present. And that metaphor, kingdom of God, that Jesus uses here, and that's repeated throughout the New Testament, it purposely contrasts the goals of Jesus's mission with the goals of Herod the Great, the client king of Judea at the time. Compared to the kingdom of Herod and the Roman Empire, the kingdom of God that Jesus proclaims was not one that was made known by the construction of great cities and powerful might, but rather, God's kingdom is made known through repentance and faith. Jesus' mission is to call people to a total reorientation of their lives, so that they might be in a position to more fully embrace God. Now, the other piece of this line that's interesting, that line, "the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near," is that the verbs in it are in the perfect tense, meaning that the action of God's kingdom drawing near has already been completed, but the effects or the results are ongoing in the present. And I think that's important because it tells us that God takes the initiative. The kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus is the fulfillment of the inbreaking of God's kingdom in both word and flesh. the action demanded of us, like we see demonstrated by Simon and Andrew and James and John, is to follow. We aren't the ones ushering in God's kingdom. God has already done that. We are called to participate in God's mission, to put ourselves in a position to see the ways God's kingdom is unfolding around us. I love the analogy that the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, uses when he compares some of the basic components of discipleship to bird watching. Now, I would have gone with a surfing or a fly fishing metaphor, but to each their own here. But I do appreciate how Williams underscores that discipleship is about being still, being attentive, being aware, and always being expectant of something to burst into view. The kingdom of God has drawn near. Our task is to watch, to remain alert and attentive, looking for the ways in which reality is being reorganized by Jesus. Now, as you've heard, I do enjoy a good fishing metaphor, but the language that in this lesson about fishing for people can be a bit off-putting. Some scholars suggest that a better translation from the original Greek text is, "I will make you fishers for people." And in some traditions often interpret this as winning over souls, and this can conjure up images of baiting and luring people, which to me just doesn't sound very Jesus-like. And also, it should go without saying that we shouldn't be bringing people to church by catching them with nets and hooks. So I wonder, when Jesus uses the metaphor of making his disciples fishers for people, we should look at the kind of evangelism that Jesus actually practiced. And throughout Mark's gospel, what Jesus was known for were his ministries of compassion and liberation and restoration, which were the very heart of his healing miracles. And it's in this kind of work, relational work, that allows for healing and for God's abundance to be known, that Jesus calls his disciples to follow him into. And so, I think it's worth pondering. What's hindering us from more authentically following Jesus? What do we need to do in our lives to put ourselves in a position to more fully see God's action in the world around us? Asking ourselves these kinds of questions can help us be attentive and always expectant of something to burst into view. I like to think that being fishermen themselves, those first disciples were pretty attentive guys, pretty perceptive guys. They knew how to put themselves in a position to see God's work in the world around them, and when they saw it in Jesus, they were ready to follow. So perhaps we too should try to take on some of those fisherman-like qualities, intentionally putting ourselves in a position to watch expectantly for the ways in which God's good work is calling us to follow. Amen.